Utica's Union Station has been a mainstay in the city's historic Bags Square neighborhood since 1914. In that time, the train station went from a bustling transit hub to nearly being demolished in the 1970s to a recent resurgence as a public gathering place. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, Utica is celebrating the station's 100th anniversary this weekend and some of the things that make it unique.
It's a Friday afternoon, and a small group of people are milling about Union Station, setting up tables and arranging wine glasses for a gala later that night. Nearby, others wait for an Amtrak train or stop for a bite to eat at the restaurant that takes up one corner of the Grand Concourse, a large open area lined with skylights and solid marble columns that form a walkway from one side of the building to the other. Utica's Union Station is one of only a handful of depots in the country that have continuously had train service throughout their history. Michael Bosak with the Landmark Society of Greater Utica says the others are in much bigger cities like Chicago and New York.
Those two cities have kept their station as a station, as did Utica. Just about everywhere else, it's not the case.
Utica's Union Station was designed by the architects who helped plan Grand Central Station in New York City, and Uticans like to compare the two landmarks. Bosak says the station was part of the White City Building Movement led by Daniel Burnham, another prominent pre-World War I architect.
His vision was, you know, a much cleaner style of architecture for public buildings and a building like this, basically, for public use. And basically what he promoted was this thing called the Beaux-Arts style, which is from a school, an architectural school in France. And, you know, this building, the outside looks like an Italian palace, palazzo, and the inside is modeled after the Roman baths of Caracalla.
In later years, the station experienced its share of problems. Following World War II, Bosak says train travel took a nosedive as more people traveled by car. When there was talk of demolishing the train station in the 70s, the Landmark Society stepped in and started rehabilitating the building in 1978. Today, the building is owned by Oneida County and houses offices like the DMV and Board of Elections. The county has also opened up another building at the station for farmers markets and community events. The concourse is often used for election night parties, galas, and craft sales. The station has also managed to stay true to its early 20th century roots. The Union Station Barbershop, which is celebrating a century's worth of haircuts, is one of three barbershops still left in train stations in the U.S. Leo Gilman owns the shop and says things haven't changed much since it first opened its doors.
If you look at the flooring is exactly what was here in 1914. The wainscoting, it's Vermont white cloud marble, and that's original to the building. The barber chairs are right from 1914. They were actually made in 1912.
Like the train station itself, business at the barbershop has gone up and down over the decades. But Gilman says his clientele has grown over the last couple years. Gilman and Bosak both say they're happy to see the station continue to thrive as a living link to the city's past and not become a museum or a page in a history book. In Utica, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.